This is the MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 19. Let's do this. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Yo, 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 yo. What is happening to everybody out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast of the MIE Motivational Podcast. And if you're listening to this for the first time, the MIE Podcast stands for Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage. What we try to do on this podcast is each episode, we try to give you some nuggets, some things that you can use, some things that I've done, some things that I've thought about, some things that's going on right now that may be some motivation to you. It may inspire you. It might give you a little bit of encouragement when you're down. But that's why we are here. Thank you so much for all the downloads. Super, super shouts out to everybody downloading the podcast. I love it. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and you can give me a review on there, which helps the podcast. And you can also subscribe to the podcast as well so that you can see every time that I post one. All right. So like I said, we are at episode number 19, and the title of this podcast is called What to Do When You Start to See a Payoff. What to do when you start to see a payoff. And when I say payoff, I mean all the hard work that you've been putting in, all the training that you've been doing, all the grind that you've been on, and then you start to see it's working. You start to see, you know, it's almost like lifting weights. You start to see like, man, I mean, I see my chest muscles. I see my arms popping out. You know what I mean? I've been running. I've been exercising. I can see my jawline again. You know what I mean? But what do you do when you see that payoff? Now, the inspiration for this podcast actually is going on right now. So you're getting this hot off the press. We are currently, this is day three of a dance convention that went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's called the ASH, A-S-H, Dance Convention. And super, super, super dope convention. The kids get motivated. They get lots of material. They have different teachers they work with. They get put in situations where, you know, they have to deal with pressure, right? They have to do auditions. They have to do quick changes while they do performances. And they also have to be able to retain a lot of information in class, because you got different styles. You got contemporary, you got hip hop, you got, you know, jazz funk. And you know, it's an intense weekend. But the takeaway that I have right now, as we sit on this Sunday and we just, you know, had an amazing night of performances. Last night, and then one of our dancers called Telephone Hour is actually going into the final big show today, which the kids were amazing. So it got me to thinking, you know, I was just thinking of all the training that we've done since Nationals. Now, Nationals is our summer trip where we go, and normally after Nationals, we get inspired about what we're going to do the following year. We're like, you know, you're going to do this. And some of you know, I mentioned this in the podcast, that the main thing that we wanted to focus on this year is training, training, training. So not just dancing because it's fun. It might be fun, which it is, and they love it, but also getting the fundamentals, getting the basics, and training like no one's business. Training in popping, in isolations, and also training in being flexible, doing your stretches, your turns, your across the floor. I mean, taking it very serious. I mean, you know, being for real this time with it, right? Putting weights on and you know, exercising, running, getting our core strong. And so all year we've been working, and even, you know, the dance Telephone Hour that got, you know, picked to be in the big show, it just reminded me of the feeling that I had when we were at summer camp. Normally we do like a summer boot camp, and in that summer camp you get to see the potential of all the dances. And that was one of the dances where I was like, I love this dance. Not even thinking about what it's going to do when other people see it. But when I saw it, standing right there in the room, every single time it did something for me. So last night, you know, my wife and I, we kept saying all weekend, actually, wow, you can actually see the payoff. You can see the time that we put in having them stretch, having them pop and isolate. You can see it on stage, not just in them, but you can see it when you look at other groups that are on the stage. You see that they have been training in something different, right? Not necessarily going to say better or worse. It's you know, however you feel about it. But for us, it's the thing that we wanted them to do. We wanted them to be flexible. We wanted them to be able to pop and isolate. And then last night was the first time that we can look up on that stage and not just, you know, oh, our dancers did good and that's my baby up there. But we can look at it and say, yo, all of that hard work, though, like it did something. It you can see it. You can see the payoff. So that led me to my next question, you know, that I've been thinking about all night is now what? You know, P. Diddy said it so good on one of his motivational speeches. What are you going to do now? Like once you see that, what's the next move? And so I have three things that I want to share with you, but these three things are three things that I'm doing now, right? That this is going to happen. It's actually happening right now, right this second. So three things to do when you see a payoff. Number one, if you have your Evernote out, go ahead and write this down. If you have a piece of paper, write it down, but keep it. It's part of the you know, part of the new year. It's the 2018 theme of you know, being a better you, being 100% you that you can be. And so let these notes, you know, as the months go by, you be able to go back to these notes and think about, you know, what you learned from the grind. And, you know, all these podcasts that are putting out, you know, use them as a resource to keep you encouraged, because there's going to be days where you're going to be like, I don't see no payoff. I don't see nothing. I don't know why we're doing this. I don't know why I'm grinding so hard. Pop this podcast in and go back and be like, yeah, you know what? I did see some payoff. And here's what I'm going to do next once I see it. All right. So number one, first thing that we can do when we see a payoff, when you see all your hard work, you know, didn't go to waste, but it's doing something, is just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it, right? Don't spend time on the negative, but acknowledge that there is a payoff, right? That you do see something and soak in it, live in it for a minute, right? Enjoy that moment. You worked hard. You studied your behind off. You did what you had to do behind the scenes. So now enjoy it. Acknowledge it. Say it. Say it out loud. Write it down. You know, I saw a payoff in this area. You know what I mean? Put it on your board. But let it be known that I did put my work in. And I want to talk about it. I feel good about it. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times we get so far, like even with the dancers, did they have some moments where, you know, a couple people messed up here and there? Yeah, it wasn't perfect. I said I saw a payoff. I didn't say I saw perfection, right? But I'm not going to spend the time just going through and nitpicking and finding every little wrong thing, because the whole picture is, when you look at the whole thing, like, they took the information that we gave them, they applied it, they performed it on stage, and the payoff didn't just come from me. It wasn't just me. So, like, I'm you know, my wife and I, we aren't delusional. Like, if it's not good, if they didn't do what we told them to do, then they didn't do it. But if they did, you know, acknowledge it. You'd be surprised on how, you know, I just walked past some of the students in the hallway. I just gave him a little high five, and I was like, you know what? You smashed it. You killed it in this dance. That dance was amazing. And they know me. Like, I'm not just going to say it and just make it up if it's not true, right? But I knew it. I was like, I can see it. And I knew that they felt it, because their confidence was on a different level. Like, even after the first dance, they was like, that confidence got built up, which is a whole nother point about, you know, building up your confidence when you see the payoff. But I'm just talking about from the standpoint right now of just seeing it and being one with it and not digging in the negative, not trying to find everything that's wrong with your life, but take a minute and enjoy what you see is right and what happened. All right, so number two, after you acknowledge it, number two is stay humble. Stay humble. Kendrick Lamar said it best. Be humble. Sit down. You know what I mean? And the reason I say that is I remember there was a dance studio a little while back that we used to, in competitions, we would run into them, you know, two or three times in that year. And the dance studio was called Spotlight Dance Studio. And I remember they used to be on that stage. And they used to, I mean, every single dance, it didn't matter what style it was. You know, they get up there, they do a jazz number. They get up there and do a hip hop number, get up there and do a contemporary number. But it was just amazing. It was, I mean, I remember that particular year, like just having that feeling of, man, I mean, I think it was one hip hop number that they did. And some of my parents came up to me, and after their hip hop, I think that year we had like a theme hip hop that we were doing, and it was just something new that we was trying. But normally, typically, most of the stuff that I do is like real hard hitting, and it's, you know, but I mean, that's me. But I decided to go a different direction, and then they come up and do like the hardest of the hardcore hip hop dance, and it just, as you're watching that, you just, your inside just sinks, because you're like, I can do that. But I didn't do that this time. And I'm like, I got to give it up to them. They killed that. And you start seeing that. But by the end of the weekend, I would always say on Sunday, like when you get to Sunday, because normally these conventions and competitions, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. So Friday you go in, you might take a couple losses, you might take a couple L's, and you'd be like, yeah, okay. But then Saturday is the longest day. And you start losing, taking them L's all day. By the time you get to Sunday, you got to wake up early and go to classes and, you know what I mean? Or if it's not a convention, you gotta start competing again. And you've already been losing, and you're watching the other team that's just winning, and they're just winners, and it happens. And the feeling is, I mean, by the time Sunday's over and you go home, you just like, womp, 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 womp. You're like, why am I even doing this? Am I supposed to be doing this? Am I in the right profession? I mean, what is wrong? Just so depressed, so Debbie Downer. And so I remember that feeling. And this weekend, I feel like we were on the other side. Like we were the spotlight in the room, where it was like every dance they went up, people were like, wow, those leg extensions are great. And then they do hip hops like, oh, and they killed it. It was hardcore. And then they did musical theater. And it's like, what? And they're animated too. And right. And so other people would come up to me and they would just be like, you know, you guys are amazing. And when I had dancers with me, you know, like sometimes backstage, I would walk them out to the front and people were like, oh my God, you guys killed that number. And I'd start telling the kids, like at first the kids, you know, my little minis, they just kind of walk. I'd be like, hey, what do you say? What do you say when somebody says that to you? Like, thank you. It's like, right, exactly. Then when they would say it to me, your studio is great. I'm loving y'all's numbers. So thank you so much. And when I say that, I genuinely mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm not trying to fake being humble, but I'm really grateful because I remember the days. Right. So when you do something, when you're working hard, when you grind, don't let that pride sneak in, but just take a minute and be grateful and stay humble. And remember when it wasn't so good. Remember when you weren't there. Remember when you didn't have that job, when you didn't have that car, when your rent payment was late. You know what I mean? When your phone got cut off. Remember those times so that when you start to see the payoff, just stay locked into that just being humble, because that is one of the keys to having it, you know, not stop. That's one of the keys to keeping that thing going, right? Is you can't get full of yourself, but you got to stay humble. Number three, the third thing, what you can do, and the title of it is what to do when you start to see a payoff. The third thing you can do when you start to see a payoff is, I mean, it's quite simple. Just get right back to work. Get right back to work. Don't relax when you see improvement, right? Go all the way in. We were sitting at the convention right before I recorded this podcast, and the parents were there, and they were like, you know, are we having rehearsal on Monday? And my wife and I had actually already talked about it, and we was like, absolutely, absolutely. And right there, sitting there with our group, where you're in Sunday, you're winding down, you had a great weekend, the kids were wonderful, and it's like, hey, I'm going to send the email out now. I'm going to send the Remind app out now. I'm going to text everybody now, let you know, congratulations, you did great this weekend. We're super proud of you. And yes, we are back on the grind on Monday. And my wife and I are actually so excited about getting to Monday. The cool thing is, one of our dancers, Kate, she's a senior. Shouts out to Kate. She listens to the podcast. Kate was like, I cannot wait to get back to training, get those weights on, and just, right? But it's the process. It's not just when you're on the stage. It's not just people giving you props, right? But it's the process that you got to love. So what do you do when you start to see a payoff? Don't relax. Don't chill. But that's the time to get right back into work, because if it's what you love, right, you should be able to look at what just happened. You know, you should be able to, number one, acknowledge it. Like I said, be like, yes, we did do good. Number two, stay humble. Realize I wasn't always there. But then number three, be able to go back in. And now let's get back on the grind and do what we got to do to keep this thing going in a positive direction. So there you go. That is episode number 19, and I'm so pumped. Just like I said, we've been working hard this year, and I seen an incredible payoff on that stage, and so proud of the kids. So there it is. Here, let me recap real quick. Number one, what to do when you start to see a payoff. Number one, just acknowledge it. All right? Don't spend time picking yourself apart. We can find a million things what we do wrong, but when you have those times where you get it right, oh, soak in it. Take it all in, baby. Number two, stay humble. Don't be all nose up in the air, shoulders back. Be like, you did good. I know, dog. No. But really think about it. And one way to stay humble is to, like I said, because whatever field that you're in, if you're going forward, if you're growing, then there's going to be ups and downs. Think about those downs. Be glad that you're not there anymore, but think about them. Don't just throw them away and be like, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. No, think about those days when you're like, what the, right? Because it's the what the days is going to get you to getting that payoff. And number three, the last one, don't get lazy. Don't relax. Don't chill. Right? You can acknowledge it, but not chill, and get right back to work. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you for listening to episode number 19 of the MIE podcast. Came here to motivate, inspire, and encourage. Shouts out to the kids at Studio Nashville School of Dance. Shouts out to all of our parents. And most of all, shout out to my beautiful wife, who is the best studio owner in the world. So proud of her, her vision, her love for what she does. And she makes me a better husband. Thank you for listening to this podcast, guys. Like, comment, subscribe, share it. Yes, it helps the podcast move up. And yeah, if you need to send me an email, shoot it to chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. Would love to talk to you and see. I've been seeing, like I said, a lot of downloads going on. So if you have any questions, shoot that to me. Other than that, hope you are having a great new year so far. And your boy is out.
Do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.